advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
So I found this on eBay. I didn't want to ruin the surprise, but apparently there's 14 minutes left and we could place a bid live. 1980 vintage.
God damn.
Banana phone. An actual banana phone.
Oh, the banana phone.
But I was like, what are we going to do?
Corded.
It's going to go over here though. Like, it's going to be on a thing. Someone sent us the banana phone. You know, should we spend our money on a banana phone that I know is just going to be over here on the shelf for no reason?
Depends on how much you love the banana phone. Where the rubber meets the road, my friend.
Are there bids on it? There's one bid on it. The guy's
the rubber meets the hoe.
$15 plus $7.74 shipping. At least drive the bid up.
$15?
Let's see what happens.
How bad do these other people want this banana phone?
I'll just throw 20 at it. Let's see what happens.
$20?
Dick move.
I don't even really want it. Just to fucking just to fuck cancel the bid.
Oh, shit. I'm the highest bidder. I mean, it's going to be a $27 banana phone.
It's all right.
Nah, it's cool.
It's all right. All right.
14 minutes. We'll see what happens. 12 minutes and 24 seconds. We'll leave that. Leave that on.
Stay tuned to see if we win the bid.
Banana phone.
82. That's 1982 banana.
It's got to be the original green cord, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
made,
see it
made to look like a vine.
This shit's like 15 foot.
What long ass.
What fucking banana has a vine? That's what I want to know.
My daughter's friend collects phones. If nothing else, I'd give it to that kid.
He likes pretty legit,
gets vintage
though.
Phones. It's
what
pretty
the
cool,
fuck
though.
Is wrong with that kid?
I don't know. Everyone collects something. He likes vintage phones. I like vintage radios, but I have to tell myself not to buy them for the same reason I shouldn't have been on that phone just now. This is why you have no money, Brent. Eat fucking top ramen and shit.
No, that's pretty legit.
It's kind of a fat banana.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a fan.
You're
we'll
a fan?
See.
Yeah.
I mean, won't be angry if it shows up.
No,
you know what I mean,
not at all.
You're not gonna get mad.
No,
could give away as a prize.
I actually have a banana phone.
Could be a prize. Yeah, there you go.
Or not.
That could be a new thing. We'll bid on the weird ass prize on the show with things that are just like random with like 12 minutes left.
Hey, look what I found.
Give away the prize.
Book of Necronomicon.
Like, hey, good news. I just won.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Someone with a weird fucking name.
Guess who doesn't get it? Yeah. Diana Anorexia.
There you go.
Iranorexia.
Doesn't get it.
She's skinny in a sandy place, man.
Yeah.
Diana Anorexia.
A rizzo. What's rizzo? Chicken and rizzo.
The dish for sure.
Huh? What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I was trying to figure out what you're talking
fucking
about.
Fucking racist.
Mm. That's how you say rich in Italian. Mm.
That's Dave's reaction. You fucking racist. That was my. I was supposed to say that to you, white boy.
Ooh. You gonna make it?
You okay, Jesus Christ!
I'm moist over here, bro.
You get
it's
some caffeine?
Fucking hot, man.
You're like a powdered raspberry donut.
I sweat evenly right now.
Look at
though.
You.
I'm fucking.
Look at you.
My calves are sweating.
Look at you. You hairy powder.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
My balls mom's are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
I made an El Yucateco discovery today that I was very happy about.
Let's hear it.
I mixed black El Yucateco with brown mustard.
Brown, mm. Like grape
on a sandwich. No, not Dijon mustard.
Oh.
Like the spicy brown golden brown?
With the pieces.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. It wasn't spicy a spicy mustard. Brown mustard. It was a brown deli
mustard.
I thought
the coupon was like a brown mustard. It has the pieces in it. It's like.
Grape usually doesn't have pieces in it. Spicy brown mustard, you can physically see speckles in the mustard.
I thought that was poupon.
No, grape
poupon. That's spicy
just
brown mustard. The Dijon mustard is different. It's spicy. It's like horseradish spicy, so it fucks you in the back of your nose.
Yeah, that's Dijon. There you go. That's Dijon
but
versus
the spicy
brown.
Spicy brown is different. She was
Spicy Brown.
Spicy, Brown's well, a
Spicy Brown was a hooker.
Yeah. You remember Spicy Brown.
She was a stripper.
Yeah.
You remember her. Yeah,
that's your cousin in Flint.
Spicy Brown was a stripper at the Deja Vu in 1982. You know.
We thought about that. We're like, damn, dude, you think that girl's still around? I was like, dude, if she's trying to suck her cousin's dick for $25, I doubt she's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely got the Spanish flu.
Yeah. Grip,
but she had a nasal drip from hell.
Yeah. But the El Yucateco Black, the brown deli mustard mixed it together, delicious.
Yeah, could see that. I got my mix right now is this shit called Bobby Salazar salsa. It has a salsa verde, like a green one.
Yeah,
and I mixed that
when I go to Bobby
it.
Salazar and get a burrito.
You went?
What do you mean? I went.
You went to Bobby Salazar's place.
Bobby Salazar, there's one in a Chevron.
Is there really?
Yes, on 7th Standard.
Take me there, Brad.
You like lost his shit.
Yeah. What? You went there? It's inside of a... You went to the restaurant. This is how Brad lives. You went to the restaurant? Yeah, it's inside of a Chevron.
He gave you thunder fingers. Yeah. He was like, wah, wah.
No, because Sid and I were looking, but we found one like,
they have the green
like Fresno or Lamont or some weird shit where we got to travel to it. I didn't know they had a mini micro location. It was a satellite Bobby Salazar location. Yeah. Nobody fucks with Bobby Salazar.
The green, and I always get
that green one.
I get an egg and potato burrito
with
cheese, sour cream, and the green sauce.
Yeah, I mix triple X into that shit,
Their green salsa is delicious.
Shit is good. I'm
gonna tell you where another one's at.
Sure.
The Gus restaurant. It used to be a Shell station. It's like some generic ass gas now, on Rosedale and Gilmore, Gilmore and Rosedale.
Right where there. It used to be like
Gibson and Rosedale Highway.
I think I know what you're talking
used
about.
To be a Shell station. It's right across from Detroit Diesel on the other side of John's Incredible. There's a place in there, a little Mexican restaurant called Gus Restaurant. Little Mexican dude. They got some green salsa that is fire. It's fucking good.
Can't think about that right now.
It's good.
I'm like 2 weeks deep on the stupid diet. And then so I'm lining up like little fucking hole in the wall places for like, I'm gonna come off and gain all my weight back right away.
Yeah.
No, they got their green salsa though is delicious.
Yeah,
it's homemade, fucking good.
Yeah, and not to take it through from Teco, it's a different thing.
No, that's hot salsa. You mix salsa.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened to your homeboy that makes salsa? That fool has some good salsa.
That was good salsa.
You know what? The problem is, I think he still listens. Michael, he's still I don't know if he still works where he worked. I shouldn't probably say, but. El Capitan salsa, that shit's good.
Yeah, where's
it? It's very difficult logistically to get it. You gotta meet him like a drug deal to get that shit is the problem. That salsa is fucking good.
Yeah, it was good.
And he admitted he made it extra hot for us to try to focus on the show. But you gotta meet him. You gotta like fucking make a phone call and be like, I'll meet you tomorrow at this place to get a jar.
Get his number off Craigslist.
And honestly, in Bakersfield, you gotta plan your grocery trip.
Web.
It's so hot in the summer that if you go to a grocery store that's too far from your fucking house,
shit might spoil before you make it home.
Yeah, for sure.
Your milk is lumpy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I tried to buy the green avocado salsa from fucking from Vallarta.
Yeah.
You get home and that shit is bubbling and gassing off because it wasn't stable enough temp. You have to bring an ice chest to get that shit home. Arizona people are like, right now, my garbage can melted just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit is real though.
Balls. Your berries are busted.
Your berries are busted.
Right now. You buy blackberries or raspberries or some shit. By the time you get home, that shit's wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove to fucking my mom's cabin with bubblies in the ice chest and they almost exploded. I didn't think about it. I thought that bags of chips, I know that those will happen when you get to altitude. It's 1 mile high. Yeah. It's 5,280 feet.
Don't you remember the tequila story?
Is that why that blew up?
Yeah, pressure over the grapevine fucking popped.
Wow. Yeah. So, but all the bubblies were popped out of the way. You could drink them, but you just couldn't set them down. There was no way to set it.
They
down.
Were weeble wobbles at that point. Yeah.
Coffee mug.
Coffee mug. I'll pour it out.
No, set it in the coffee mug.
Oh, that's look at that hack. Life hack of the day.
See?
If you have a weeble wobble altitude can, set it in a coffee mug.
Yep. Yeah, that works. Huh. That's
next,
very weird.
Next time I'm at high altitude with exploded cans.
I did
cans,
that here, and I believe I talked about it on the show.
He forgot. He's not into it.
I'm starting to think Maxis erases things that should be erased.
There's collateral damage for sure. He didn't erase pickles. I still like pickles. I've been eating the fuck out of pickles. There's zero calorie content.
Pickles are delicious.
We're gonna make you think that fucking bean burritos don't have any calories.
It's a neutral food. Fuck me up.
What's your pickle?
I get the refrigerated halves, not the quarters.
Yeah.
I try to get the quarters in the big thing. They're fucking like tough. Like you couldn't bite through the skin. I don't know what the process is.
You don't like the chips?
No, chips? It's not the same. I used to eat pickle chips, like the hamburger chips, but now I get the halves, the pickle halves, in the refrigerated section. Those things are fucking killer. If pickles are wrong, I don't want to be right, man.
You know,
I'll tell
you that.
What?
The Claussen's in the fridge, right?
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, Claussen's or Vlasic's?
Claussen's.
Claussen's?
I think it's Claussen's. I don't think they make the halves like that.
They don't make the cold ones.
Yeah.
Well, you refrigerate them.
No, it's not the same. The ones in the fridge are like 10 times crispier. They're like, they're crunchy. The ones on the other side are soggy stuff. They're like going to the roller rink and getting the pickle out of the giant jar, but just a miniature version of that.
Claussen's, they're so good. But try the mini dills instead of the halves.
I know what you're talking about. The ones with little dimples all over and little baby pickles.
They're not like fucking.
They're like just, pickle Vienna sausages.
It's like
sausages.
The regular pickles, and then they're just a little bit smaller than the pickles.
Right.
But they're just mini dills instead of the regular dills, but they're still whole.
They're still crunchy though.
They're extra. They're crunchier than the regular whole or the.
I'm picky about pickles. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Check it out.
I'm very picky about pickles.
Yeah. And you're gonna pause on these pickles because the jar is smaller and the price is the same.
I only eat pickles like
think it's a fucking rip off, but once you get a couple in your mouth, you'll explode.
I like pickles in my potato salad. Pickles in my macaroni salad. I don't like pickles in my tuna.
The only macaroni salad I'll eat, Brad's.
I like pickle halves or like quarters with a turkey sandwich.
I love that you stick to that like seamlessly. It's in your brain.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I don't eat pickles by themselves really, unless it's with the turkey sandwich. Then I don't need a pickle.
Very specific.
Are there 25 letters in Brad's alphabet or 27? How does that work?
I have 29.
Yeah, I was going to say 29. Oh, that was my guess. Yeah.
What do you call the other ones? Or they're just different uses. There's just like a tilde over it or something.
Yeah.
They have like two S's.
Yeah.
They're just different.
Instead of a backwards R like Russia, he has a backwards F and V.
It's a double S.
You can't tell the V's backwards.
Yeah, it's an SS. Yeah. Super sport. Yeah. What do they call it?
Ooh, 2 minutes and 28 seconds left on the banana phone. You guys thought I forgot. The banana phone's still up.
No, I just forgot.
I'm not even looking at Twitch comments.
We didn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So our topic for the day, this was... pretty high up on the boards, I believe, and it's been there for quite a while, is the Spanish flu of 1918.
Fucking chair.
Isn't the Spanish fly a drug?
Yeah.
Yes. Spanish fly is a drug that...
So you did it like this, you did it like that, you did it with a wiffle ball. Yeah. I can't talk, I don't know. I'm really excited about this banana phone. I can't even concentrate. I'll be back in a minute, 52 seconds.
Are we giving it away right now? Like, we give it away to somebody on Twitch?
Oh, we could. Unless like you guys really want eBay the banana prizes. Phone, though. You guys want the banana phone?
I don't care.
It's a dope phone.
I get
phone.
A new banana phone all the time. I have some banana phones at the house right now.
I'm going to fucking win this thing. Well, then the podcast is paying for it. It's not a big deal to me. Now it's not coming on my Saturday.
Oh, wait, I don't want it anymore.
Oh, dang it. I want a banana phone.
Well, I feel like there's no reason to start the Spanish flu until this auction is concluded.
Well, we can't sit here for a minute, 26 seconds saying nothing.
Bet.
Sure you can.
Bet.
You guys ever watch porn on Mars?
They got testicle porn up there.
Oh, it's shit.
Fucking crazy.
That's like tentacle porn, but with balls.
Yeah. Human dick porn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Octopus. Octopi are a strange species.
Now, last episode, you were obsessed with your phone and missed this entire conversation. Yeah. This episode, you're obsessed with your phone and you're in on the conversation.
He's obsessed with two phones.
I don't want to miss a
banana
thing,
phone
Dave.
And
I don't
want to
miss
phone.
A thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was the whiskey.
Do they have banana,
whiskey.
Banana phone porn on Mars?
I'm like Steven Tyler about tentacle porn. I am.
You
look like a lady. That wasn't what I was going for.
No.
Yeah. 42 seconds.
You're more like Matt Damon with tentacle porn.
Matt Damon. My wife loves Matt Damon. That's her fucking like get out of jail free fucking card. I don't know why.
Maybe I should introduce her to
Matt Damon. Go for it. I can't even be mad if she fucked Matt Damon. What am I going to do?
Well, you could watch.
I could watch.
And masturbate.
I might.
Would she be mad if you fucked Matt Damon?
Yes. She'd be jealous as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know her. She'd be fucking pissed.
This thing's flashing.
She'd give him the
12
look.
Seconds.
She'd give him the look. Somebody bid sniped it. Watch. You lost it.
There are three bids, actually.
I know. Oh, wait. Somebody bid sniped it, dude.
Increase Back's bid. Oh, shit.
He's going to lose
gonna
it.
Gonna increase? Ooh, the tension is palpable.
He just did $100.
Lost.
You lost it?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Wow. Someone was watching that shit.
Does it say the final
They sniped
bid?
It, dude.
$2,350, yeah.
Mm. They sniped it.
You should have put an extra $5 on it.
Well, the funny thing is I bid $2,200 in haste on accident. But only it won't matter. Holy though. Fuck. It doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah. What if somebody bid $2,200 though?
Like I would ruin my eBay reputation. $21.99.
Yeah.
$21.99.
Someone would not get the banana phone. I would keep it and be like, this motherfucker cost $2,200.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be funny. You do all that and find out it was worth $5,000.
Outbid those.
Yeah,
bastards.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Wow. I tried Twitch.
Yeah, we tried.
Wow. We'll keep doing that, though. That's good.
That's funny. What else? What other wonders can you find on there? Yeah. That can you just go on there and find things that are about to expire? Right
you can,
now?
Actually. Wow. I should pay attention to the show, though. I could miss tentacle porn.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
So, Spanish flu. The Spanish flu of 1918.
Sounds really boring.
It's actually pretty fucking crazy. Like, I knew a little bit about
could
it.
Could have ended the world, honestly.
Yeah. I
a lot
did
of things could end the world.
True.
I looked into it a little bit when I was like working on my novels because they deal with a pandemic. But I didn't do the as deep a
deal. Can we call them novellas?
The show.
Just to keep the theme?
No. They're novels.
Is that longer?
Yeah. So it's one of the it surpassed the military deaths in World War I and World War II combined.
I heard a stat was all wars combined or some shit, but it could be
all wars in the
all modern
century,
wars. Yeah.
The thing that's crazy is it only lasted 15 months. Like all these fucking people died in 15 months.
Fast as shit.
It's the deadliest outbreak in human history. 500 million people were infected worldwide. A third of the population caught this fucking bug in 15 months.
I bet
months.
At the time they thought it was the end of the world. Yeah. Like there was no end in sight.
It killed somewhere between 50 and 100 million people worldwide. I know that number is a large discrepancy, but
it's
there
hard.
Weren't great
there were
medical records.
Bodies and
there
shit,
was a
yeah.
fucking world war going on, like kind of hard to do the tally, but in 15 months, that's a lot of motherfuckers.
I wonder
died.
If this was some like biological warfare at some point that somebody dropped on somebody.
It's debatable as to where the origin is. Like I saw some stuff said that it came from like Chinese war immigrants or something on trains in Canada that it was Chinese laborers.
I read a pretty convincing argument that it came from America.
I saw that too.
I was going to say, I wonder if we fucking did something.
Some people said it started in France. There was Chinese like laborers in Canada coming across the border, a bunch of stuff.
Because a lot of people
did that maple syrup.
There's that place in France.
Right.
Yeah. And the naked ladies dance, and then there's a lot of birds that fly through the hole in the wall, and they can spread.
You jerk off on a bird, shit's going to go down.
You're going to spread a pandemic.
Yeah.
It just went airborne.
So when sperm flies, my friend, when sperm flies.
So
that's the bird spew.
Just different stats I kept running into. It killed more people in 1 year than globally than AIDS has killed in 40 years.
AIDS isn't real.
It sounds like mom jokes.
It killed more than the bubonic plague killed.
The bubonic plague.
In its entirety.
Monetize.
Is it bubonic or blue bonnet?
Blue butter. Bonnet. The blue bonnet plague.
Blue bonnet plague.
Yeah, that was fucking rough.
They make butter now. Yeah. They came full around. Yeah,
they did. They did.
What a comeback.
Actually, the imagery on the bucket of butter is like the plague, like people dying.
If you look close,
it just looks
bodies.
Like a field of flowers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's not. It's close.
670,000 Americans died in that year. And I looked into it and it said that the typical flu at this time would kill between 12 and 79,000 people.
Jesus. So that's just a regular old flu.
Killed between 500 and 100 million people.
Do you have the current stats? Do you know like how bad it is today?
No, I don't.
Because I got that. There's 31 million outpatient visits for the flu every year, a total economic burden of $87 billion a year spent.
Yeah.
This is annually. 30,000 deaths in the United States alone still to the flu.
Yeah.
Right.
And 500,000 global. The total amount of years of life based off the average human life expectancy, lives cut short would be 600,000 years annually. That's based on how many people die short of what their expected lifetime would have been. 600,000 years. That's fucking crazy talk.
And that's like 1% of the amount of people who died from the Spanish flu.
Right.
That's fucking crazy.
It could happen again though.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Oh, October, the week of October 23rd, 1918, they say was the highest week for mortality level at any time in American history. from a disease because 21,000 people died in 1 week from the flu.
This shit made me want to get the flu shot. I'm going to take the risk.
Not well, put the microchip like, in there. And that's what, like, I don't know. What's the risk of like, you know, we have all this immigrant debate nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, supposedly this came from immigrants from China or some shit. You know what I mean? That are migrating.
Maybe not.
You're not. Well, it might not, but I'm saying like, what's the, what do you think, Dave? Like, what's the risk of like somebody coming in with some sort of disease and just fucking wrecking our immune system?
From the research that I've read, that's not the risk of the spread of a pathogen. The risk of the spread of a pathogen is honestly business class people traveling from other countries, not poor immigrants.
Like the what's business, the difference though? Like, what, I don't know. Like that, I'm asking like really, like what's the difference? Like, as far as like
the frequency of travel or something,
well,
or
it's not like, just the frequency of travel, is the fact that if you're a businessman and you're in some strange fucking city in China that I can't pronounce the name of to buy a fucking, you know, bushel of socks.
Generally people from that region do not visit the United States normally.
So you're going to catch a bug, you know, eating at a fucking diner in the middle of China. You're going to hop a plane, land in Hong Kong, infect people there, land in a fucking crossover in Honolulu.
Oh, so you're saying that
fuel up at Los Angeles and then land in
Denver. The half life of the disease is going to be
well, just that people from
use more effectively from with obscure a
like you know locations like that are generally aren't traveling in between. Like,
well,
that.
I know that, but I'm saying immigrants are going to come from anywhere. You know,
well, I mean, they could still
and a lot of people are going to come in from every corner of the country,
right?
And not just our country, any country. People moving around from country.
But
to
I also think if you're like from,
because that's like
if you're one of those goddamn illegal Canadians crossing our northern border
with your smiles and fucking
build a wall.
Maple syrup that we don't have any
exactly.
Sam Culper, you dirty whorebag.
But if you were like from Mexico or if you were from Canada, odds are whatever disease that you're bringing over the border is already at the border and is already coming over the border.
Yeah.
But when you're flying from fucking New Zealand or from China or from fucking, you know, Luxembourg or some shit, you're bringing something that isn't on your shores and you're stopping off at multiple airports. You're infecting everybody on the plane. Everybody on the plane will transfer to other airplanes. Mm. So the real real risk, right?
Yeah. That
and even,
sense.
Even
that
back then,
sense.
They were saying the risk back then was train travel, and they were shutting down entire railroad lines because that was spreading the disease. Because
taking
was,
it across, taking
and it's close quarters
paths.
For long periods of time when people are mouth breathing in everyone's mouth.
Yeah.
I saw a thing; it kills so fast. This guy was on a fucking like tram or a trolley or bus that he hopped on, and as
which
he was,
one, which one was it?
I don't know.
You can't. Those are all different things.
A trampoline.
He was, he was on a trampoline.
No,
makes sense.
When he got on there. The conductor, it's a train. Ah, there you go. My story answered my question. The conductor had just died. And by the time he got to his stop, which it wasn't a long time, it was like 3 hours, six more people have died on that train before he got to his stop.
Get the fuck out of
Here's a quote from a physician.
What do you do? This shit's going around. What the fuck
fucking
do you do?
Jump out like Old West times?
I mean, what do you do though? Like
people would ignore their sister and shit. Like they didn't give a fuck. They were like, come help. And they're like, sorry, can't. Staying in my house.
Here's a quote from a doctor, Roy Grist. I forget what hospital, doesn't matter.
It mattered if it was a trolley or a train, though. Hospital was it?
It was
Dave?
An army hospital. The hospital at Camp Devens.
Trampoline hospital.
Roy Grist, one of the physicians there, wrote a letter to a colleague, and it said, quote, these men start with what appears to be an ordinary attack of influenza or la grippe.
Ooh,
which is what they used to call
le
it, grip. Which is way better than
that's French
flu.
For hand job.
Oh, le grip and le then grip. Consumption.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
These are way better. Why do they change them? That's so. Knows. That so shit
they
sounds so much.
They thought
more
it was
scary.
Le grip. And when brought to the hospital, they very rapidly developed the most vicious type of pneumonia that has ever been seen. 2 hours after admission, they have mahogany spots over their cheekbones. And a few hours later, you can begin to see cyanosis, which is when people turn blue to lack of oxygen.
Right.
So they get admitted to the hospital because they don't feel good. 4 hours later, they're turning blue because there's no oxygen in their fucking body. It extended from their ears and spread all over the face. It's only a matter of a few hours then until death comes. It is horrible. We've been averaging about 100 deaths per day. For several days, there were no coffins and the bodies piled up something fierce.
Ugh.
Wow.
So in a matter of hours, you fucking drowned in your own lungs.
Wow.
In like 8 hours.
You know, like Ring Around the Rosie and Rockabye Baby and Ashes to Ashes and all that crazy
sounds
shit.
Like, what?
It's based off of horrible stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Smurfs was based off of this. Oh, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's crazy.
40% of the U.S. Navy was hit with it. 36% of the Army was hit with it. And again, right now, people to this day say there was a guy, the head of the CDC, Tom Frieden in 2017 was asked what the biggest health threat was that kept him up at night. And he said, the biggest concern is always for an influenza pandemic. It is the worst case scenario. So he's basically even saying right now, my biggest fear is a flu exactly like the Spanish flu.
And that's why that SARS bugs guy had the mask on, bro. That's what's up. That's why Asian people wear those masks.
It's crazy to think though, that like, you know, you go, and you get a flu shot, like you're talking about, like maybe I get the flu shot, you know? Well, it's like one strain. And we talked about it before. You're getting, you know, something right. for one strain or strains that are known. And then there's
the best guess.
The swine flu comes around and everybody gets fucking scared because it's not the same as the other flus.
You mean right? H1N1?
Like H1N1. That's right.
That was scary.
But one of the things that I read
people
was
people are
that,
dying though. You know, I mean, people die.
This, like, one of the things that was fucked up with this flu is I don't know if a flu shot would have worked or not because it mutated so hardcore and it came in three waves. Mm-hmm. There was the first wave.
That's what I'm saying. It changes.
Right. At first people thought it was three completely different flus, but now genetic markers and so forth, looking back, they realize all three of these were the same flu. But the first wave was just a mild flu. The second wave fucking killed everybody. And then the third wave was still, like, from everything I read, the third wave would have been the worst flu in history if it wasn't for the second wave.
Yeah.
Like, but it was better. Than
Mother Nature's a bitch. It's like, it was like fucking farmyard laboratory. It was that like a bird flu mixed with a human flu virus because a pig could get both.
Right.
Yeah. And a pig fucking got it and it like mutates inside their
cells.
Which
was kind of like the swine flu. Like that's kind of how that shit came around.
Which that's how they make the flu vaccine. Yeah. They use a chicken egg. They like put the fucking vaccine or the virus inside of a chicken egg.
Birds are going to kill us.
Inoculated.
Motherfuckers.
So a guy who at the time was the head of the Army's Communicable Disease Division wrote down in his private journal, quote, if the epidemic continues, its mathematical rate of acceleration, civilization could easily disappear from the face of the earth within the matter of a few mere weeks.
It's not very private.
Because
some kind of private journal that is.
Exactly.
Where'd you get that page, Dave?
If it was, I got my sources.
If
it didn't peter out,
privates, Peter, come on, Dave.
Then this, like if the trend continued, this guy thought that it literally would have ended civilization in a matter of weeks because it was killing people in 8 hours.
Yeah. We'd have been caught with our pants down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Little kids with their fucking parents died. What do they do? Like,
starved
you know
to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. And then no one would help them because they don't want to fucking go up to them.
Right.
They were just next to their parents that died with the flu.
And that's the thing. It's like, and
they were nailing things on people's doors that just said fucking influenza and no one would help them.
Because I was reading about like the lack of help anyone would get. And I was like, that's kind of fucked. I was having like a hard time like picturing not helping your sister, not helping, you know, someone that's really
I did
close
in my own
you.
House. I'm like, I love you, buddy. I'm going to go to work. Like, I hope you feel better. Like,
stay the fuck away from me.
Mom's got Gatorade. But the thing is, like, you guys are sick. I'm not giving you a
kiss. But the thing is, it's like, even with SARS, even with something that's really bad, it's like, yeah, you're going to get sick as fuck. Some people die. They're usually poor. They have compromised immune systems. Yeah, I'm going to go help my sister if she's all fucked up with SARS.
Yeah.
But with a flu that's killing a motherfucker in 8 hours, I'm not walking into your fucking house. Yeah. There's no way.
It would be.
We had our time.
That's what's crazy.
I loved you. You will be missed.
Like, your kid gets it. You know what I mean? Like, what
tough,
do you do?
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
You might not give a fuck and you're like, I'll just go ahead and go with
it. I don't think I would. Yeah, you're going to have, or you die and they don't.
Right.
You know, like you don't fucking know. Like,
true.
Right.
It's fucking crazy.
And the thing that's weird, the other thing that was weird about this flu is it hit, like it most directly hit people who were like 20 to 40 years old.
Yeah.
Young, healthy.
They're
people
the ones
that,
who were dying. And that's the exact opposite of a typical flu profile.
Yeah. Baby, like the children and old people.
Yeah. No, they weren't dying at this, at the horrible rates of
scary.
It's fucking weird. And it's because of the weird genetic mutations. It had like these specific mutations that made it bind perfectly in the lungs and fuck people up. It was like, it was a super bug that happened to just mutate and be this fucking monster.
That's what's crazy. You think about it. You look back at, you know, the early 1900s or, you know, war times or 1800s, you know what I mean? Like people were hit with these like crazy compromising decisions. You know what I mean? Like, right. to where, like, you know, you know, even can't if it was just imagine. World War II, like shit that went down during World War II, or, you know, one, you know what I mean? Or the Civil War or some shit, you know, or like this right. pandemic, you know? Yeah. Like the decisions you'd have to make or how you'd have mm-hmm. to live.
Like Jergens, like Vaseline intensive care.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're both good.
We don't even, I can't even comprehend having to make that decision. Right. You know what I mean, life or death, like,
I double,
you know,
like, it. I use
it's
both.
Crazy.
Right. So, I mean, the other thing is, you said that it, like, this made you almost want to get a flu shot. The scenario of this flu, a flu shot wouldn't fucking help.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Like, because the flu shot is based on a prediction of known flus that are going to be spreading. This thing was unknown, hopped up out of nowhere. And if anytime you see something like H1N1 or the fucking swine flu or any of these things that come around, everybody's getting sick and dying. And the first thing you see on the news is, and by the way, there is no vaccine. Yeah. We haven't had time to make one yet.
Right.
So it's like in the 15
once they
months,
start, nor body, are there bodies, enough. Bodies start hitting the floor and then they're getting samples and then they're starting to work on a vaccine. Like by the time, hopefully you'll outlast it so that you can get vaccinated. Right.
But by the time this thing would reach a vaccine point,
this is something.
I'll be down here to see,
vaccinate, don't vaccinate argument. You know what I mean? Like, this is something like that almost, I guess, I don't know, proves that like vaccinations do work on some level. As opposed to they don't work. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people say, well, they're useless. They don't work.
It's weird that it burned itself out though.
How do you, like on these types of things, like would a vaccination have helped or not?
You know, it would not have.
We have the vaccination.
The thing is, at the time that they had the technology to observe it going down and they finally figured out what is happening.
But they can't do anything about it.
But they didn't have the technology to.
But I'm saying like, so now though, you have the flu vaccinations, you know, are they any good or are they not?
They're allegedly 10% effective or something like that. Yeah.
Which is it worth it?
Right. Exactly. Who knows?
I fucking got sick as fuck this last.
I've never.
I don't usually get it. And I got sick as fuck. It was terrible. We got it at the same time.
I get it. I get bronchitis. Really?
Yeah. Just had it a little while. Unless you were lying.
Oh, no. I was talking about getting a flu shot.
I didn't get it.
I get
bronchitis every January, like right after, like in winter, like right after Christmas, January comes along, I get fucking bronchitis, pneumonia, fucking bullshit. Yeah. Every fucking January.
It's because he just keeps eating the turkey. He won't throw it away. He's picking at the bones.
It's just food.
Well into the new year.
I'm coughing up blood. That shit scared me. You start coughing up blood.
I'll post a link in the show notes for anybody who's interested. There was a really thorough article from the Smithsonian that did a more recent investigation on the way that just the vectors of how it spread and so forth. Cause they were trying to figure out where did it come from and so forth. And they think it comes from Haskell County, Kansas, is their guess of where the Spanish flu started.
Why is it called the Spanish flu then?
We'll get there.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish people died.
No. Not at all.
It's sort of just like the king got sick and
it played Spanish music.
Yeah.
Like when you got sick.
When you wheezed out of your lung. Yeah.
It was like farting the Beastie Boys, but you wheezed Spanish music.
Yeah, exactly.
that's close. Yeah.
So this place was, you know, a lot of major ranches, like 30,000 head cattle ranches and pig farms and so forth in this area.
Why do we still have pigs? It seems like they carry the fucking worst diseases.
Well, they kind of do.
That's why a lot of religions don't eat them.
Yeah.
Probably something to that.
They said that there were 17 bird species that lived in this area that were what they call flyaway species that don't stay in the area.
Yeah.
So, and they said that this thing came from pigs, hopped to birds, and was spread from birds. Oh. And there's a lot of indication that it came from here. And then Camp Funston, which is in central Kansas, right near like this county, is the first known soldiers in the United States to be reported to have it, and therefore were the first people anywhere that were reported.
More like Funston. Yeah. That sounds terrible. I don't want to go to that camp.
So it was an army training base for World War I, and within 2 weeks, 1,100 soldiers were admitted to the hospital with thousands more sick in the barracks. And this was really kind of the first place that they found it spreading at that rate.
I think some dudes were like faking sick because they don't want to run 5 miles, and then like, fuck, now I'm dead.
Sure, I'm sick. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too. For real, me too.
So then it started to spread. It went to France it went to China and Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But some other people think that that's where they came from. Some people think that it came from China in 1917, but it took a year to spread. Some people think it started in France at that place.
That China thing is one of the ones I saw that there was some like train carts full of sick workers and they were like in close quarters and they were coming across like the Canadian border. I don't remember what the deal. There was a bunch of political shit behind it, but they were being forced to be laborers and they were sick, but they were mistreated. So, right. And then finally when they let them out to do whatever, it came across spread. Our border. Yeah, right. That might be where, but who knows?
An immunologist and Nobel laureate who's named McFarlane Burnett.
Nobel laureate. Great it's name. A cool word.
Who's spent his entire career investigating the flu said that he thought the evidence was strongly suggestive that the disease started in the United States and spread to France with the arrival of American troops from World War II or World War One, which I mean, the whole thing is just a fucking perfect storm because now you've got soldiers, you've already got a couple who are infected. You throw them on a fucking boat with thousands of people to go across the ocean.
Yeah.
Whereas normally that much travel wouldn't be occurring. You wouldn't have that many people crammed in a boat heading to fucking horrible disease conditions in the war anyway, where even your immune system. System
trenches, man. Yeah. You're just shitting in a fucking dirt hole trying not to get shot.
We developed it.
Terrible.
Gave it to the soldiers trying to hope that they would, it would take it over there.
Maybe.
And it would wipe it out.
Yeah.
Not thinking that it was going to come back this way, but it did.
So the, it had already hit England and France, and they called it the 3-day fever. But once it hit Spain, the king of Spain got it. And basically this ties into a bunch of stuff that I'll get into, which is weird media, like
hype.
Can't say it's propaganda. I guess it is propaganda. Weird war propaganda is what stopped the spread of information.
Stop so the dirty commies.
Exactly. Spain isn't in the war.
Yeah.
So the disease
like Australia.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So the sickness is spreading through Spain. The king has it, et cetera. And everybody in Spain is like, oh, fuck, everybody here is sick, right?
Yeah.
But in Britain, no one wants to say everybody here is sick because that might give the Germans an upper hand. And in Germany, no one in Germany wants to say, hey, everybody here is sick, et cetera. So most of the countries where it is spreading, no one wants to announce that it's spreading because it might make your country look weaker in a time of war. Mm-hmm. But Spain was neutral and they were like, fuck, everybody's dying from this horrible shit. So they started to call it the Spanish flu because people at the time thought, oh, it must have come from Spain because that was the first place I read about it happening. Right.
Makes sense.
So the, I'm trying to, the thing that made it worse is actually a lot of stuff. Again, just with the perfect storm scenario. So in America, the US military took half of all physicians under the age of 45 and drafted them for the war. So
not in response to the flu, they had already just had,
they were already had them.
Yeah. They needed.
So most communities that you go to are already underserved with doctors and the military was taking the best they could get.
Right.
So half of the best doctors in the nation are now on army bases or overseas or whatever. So that's going to make things a lot fucking worse when the disease is.
Not that a doctor could do anything. Honestly,
no, that's true.
Most of it was just, you know, it was futile. Like, it didn't matter. You could just watch them die over a period
of
2 days.
There was no cure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You either got better and fought it off or you didn't.
You needed tractors. That's what you needed, not doctors. You just fucking.
We're all the backhoe operators. Yeah. Half of them went to the military. They were all drafted.
So the thing that fucked me up with this, and I didn't know about any of this shit, was that the United States government largely fucked the United States in the spread of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So Woodrow Wilson,
just by not taking it seriously publicly,
intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, so Woodrow Wilson said that, quote, the spirit of ruthless brutality has to enter into the very fiber of national life in order to win World War One. So the president said we have to be brutal and we in every way possible. And that was his philosophy. And he created a group called the Committee on Public Information, which was basically a fucking George Orwell 1984 information machine whose job was to stop any information from hitting the press that made America look weak in times of war. Mm-hmm. So that was the goal of this committee. So
communists don't talk bad about the government shit.
Right. So Congress passes the Sedition Act, which makes it punishable with 20 years in prison to, quote, utter, print, write, or publish any disloyal, profane, or abusive language about the form of government of the United States, or to urge, incite, or advocate any curtailment of production in this country of anything necessary for the prosecution of war. So if you publicly say or write anything that makes it look like we are weak in the war,
right,
you can fucking go to jail for 20 years.
Damn.
So now you're a reporter and you're hearing this story that everybody's fucking dying in your town. You're not, you don't want to fucking print that shit and get arrested for 20 fucking
years.
That's
some KGB shit.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's crazy. So, it starts to spread. Navy ships in Boston carry it to Philadelphia. It hits the Navy Yard.
Did you read about San Francisco at all?
No.
San Francisco was kind of crazy. Like, so when no one was acting on it, they took it serious. And the people in power distributed 100,000 masks, and they police enforced all residents to wear masks, and they would shoot you on sight if you weren't wearing, if you refused to wear the fucking mask. That's some shit that you don't know happened in the United States.
I don't understand.
They closed all the ports.
Those fucking masks, though. Like, it's like you're working in asbestos and they give you the little fucking dust mask.
Asbestos
like,
is different than the spit flying out of your mouth or something onto
it. I'm saying it's still airborne pathogen. You know what I mean? Like, you still breathe it in. You know what I mean?
There's
if
it,
somebody sneezes next to you,
it's probably pretty effective. Like, it's probably stopping a large, I'm not going to throw out numbers. I don't know, but a large percentage of like,
I don't know,
spit that's coming out of your mouth. You know, when you sneeze and you see it on high speed camera, it's a goddamn disaster. And all I did was like,
even if both of you were wearing a mask and if the person that sneezed, if that cut their fucking sneeze by 50% and your mask cut that sneeze by 50%, like there's a much, you know, smaller chance.
But San Francisco shut the shit down. No one in or out, closed all the fucking naval ports, closed the Navy bases, separated the area into districts, each that had their own like,
Hunger Games.
Kind of, yeah. They all had their own like support systems and people that were in charge of that district so that they could easily quarantine a specific area if they needed to.
Shoot
and then hand
site.
Out those fucking masks and shoot on. If you refuse to wear the mask, they will fucking shoot you.
That makes
police
sense.
Force. That's crazy. Fuck. You never would think that happened in the United States.
No, no.
That's Why crazy shit. That just sounds like some that happens
for
over
protection
there.
Protection of the people.
Yeah. So in Philadelphia.
But they made it through the first two waves with no outbreak.
Right.
And the third wave got their ass.
So in Philadelphia,
somebody
not Philadelphia, Mississippi, by the way, in Philadelphia,
born and raised,
the public health director of the city, once the flu was spreading because a Navy ship went from Boston to Philly and spread it.
I love their beans.
He said that they had confined the disease to its present limits. And in this, we are sure to be successful. No fatalities have been recorded. No concern whatever is felt. And soldiers and sailors were already just dying by the day. But they're going, I mean, everybody's
they're just saying,
everybody's fucking, saying nobody's dying. Everything's cool. Yeah. In from city to city to city on the East Coast, everybody was fucking lying about how bad it was. They were saying, this isn't the Spanish flu. What New York has
letters,
is just a regular
flu. So letters
flu.
Were arriving to parents. They're thinking their son just died in battle.
Right.
Like your son fought valiantly
so,
against the flu.
Yeah, but this is just America. Like this is like in the States, like public health directors of cities are like, don't worry about it. Go to work. It's not a big deal. Yeah. This isn't the Spanish flu that we have. This is just the flu.
Regular flu.
Don't fucking worry about it. This is la grippe.
It's just the regular la grippe.
So, but Philadelphia had a Liberty Loan parade scheduled for September 28th. And all the local doctors in Philly went to this guy who was the public health director and said, you need to fucking cancel this because at the time it was going to be the biggest parade in the history of Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's a fucking mixing pot.
Right. And they were saying the disease is going to spread. They convinced reporters, the reporters on the ground were being told by the doctors, this is a shit show. This is the Spanish flu. People are going to die. Please write stories. And the reporters went to their editors and the editors killed every single story. And they were like, I'm going to get arrested for 20 years because you want to fucking publish a story. Fuck off. So no one's publishing the stories, even though the reporters and the doctors are trying to, there's no internet. There's no fucking TV for that matter. It's like, you're turning to the newspaper and the censorship because
of the
fear of the government.
Fucking dumb shits probably would have showed up shoulder to shoulder like Woodstock, mouth breathing on each other's fucking faces.
That's true. So the largest parade in Philly's history goes on. The incubation period of the flu is 2 to 3 days, and 2 days after the flu,
after the parade,
the flu just fucking spread through the city. And even then the guy was saying, don't be panic stricken over exaggerated reports. It's not as bad as it seems. Still go to work, still go outside, go visit your neighbors, like act normal. Even though this fucker knew what it was, he was telling the city to fucking go on.
He had blue ears and diarrhea. Yeah,
exactly. He was a fucking Spock Smurf, with the shits. But the 31, like there were no nurses, like all the nurses were dying. So everybody was requesting nurses and doctors. Fuck. There weren't any to be had.
Plus, would you go to, I always say that like getting fucking when sick. Some crazy shit happens, like when the lights go out, I know I probably said this before. If the power went out for a week, how long does it take before nurses and doctors aren't showing up to their job and police aren't either? Cause they're home with their fucking families.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like at some point you're like, fuck my right. job.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're not going to do that.
Right.
You're, you know, you're not a nurse. Right. That's a very admirable profession, yeah. but deep down, you're not a superhero. You're like, fuck that. I'm gonna take care of my own family.
Right.
Yeah.
There's not some universal thing that says, with, you know, great power comes great responsibility, like super fucking Spider-Man.
Women nurses, right? Admirable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
No, just clarifying.
Okay.
Men can be nurses. I was almost
They can be. I was just thinking women nurses, admirable. Men nurse.
That's some money. Well, that's it. I'm going to be a nurse.
Not so much.
Men nurses are not.
A couple days after the...
It's too effeminate? Is that what you're saying? It's like not a masculine profession?
I'm just saying. Women nurses.
Are admirable.
Yeah, admirable.
Admirable.
They're admirals.
Honorable.
They're applicable.
So a couple days afterwards, 759 people died of the flu in Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
And...
Was it on the playground or...
Yeah.
Is that where it spent most of its days?
Yeah. It was cooling in Maxon.
It took three attempts to get that to roll. And it just fizzled out.
Yeah.
Nothing really came
it's like starting the wave in a stadium.
Yeah. I'll try when it comes back.
Yeah. B-ball.
But the flu is up to no good.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
It's definitely chilling outside of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's making people blue in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
So more than 12,000 people died in Philly in 6 weeks from the flu. Yeah. And again, everybody was saying there's nothing wrong. Everything's fine. So across the country, the Surgeon General said, quote, there's no cause for alarm if precautions are observed. Mm-hmm. New York City's public health director said these are other bronchial diseases and not the Spanish flu. The LA police chief said that if ordinary precautions are observed, there's no cause for alarm.
Do you think if I opened a restaurant called Influenzas and it was authentic Spanish food? If it was the best fucking food ever.
It's Influenzas, authentic Spanish food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
food.
That.
Yeah.
Like
Could it possibly be successful with the name Influenza if it was the best food?
No, the best food.
No, that makes it obvious. I need it to be subtle. I just want to call it Influenzas. No, they don't know. White people would be like, oh, it must be Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. The Spanish flu.
Right.
The Spanish
and
flu.
And the chef in the back's just coughing the whole time.
No, you're ruining my dream.
Yeah.
It wasn't my vision. God damn it.
So in the same period, in October, a hospital at Camp Pike in Arkansas admitted 8,000 soldiers. And a member of the special pneumonia unit said, quote, every corridor, and there are miles of them with double rows of cots of influenza patients, there is only death and destruction. But 7 miles away in Little Rock, the headline from the newspaper is Spanish influenza is plain la grippe, same old fever and chills, with an article saying, don't worry about it. So 7 miles away on the army base, there are miles of corridors of dying soldiers and the same disease with the same virulence in the same population. 7 miles away, the newspaper is saying, nope, don't worry about it. So again, perfect fucking storm.
I think just because the newspaper's saying that, I think you would know, you know what I mean?
How many times do you think
your neighbor's dead?
How many times in our lifetime do you think some Tom Cruise Mission Impossible motherfucker saved our life from some shit like that? You think it really goes down like that? Like he breaks out some bubble gum and blows some shit up with some C4?
I hope.
Save the world?
Like
it happened at midnight last night?
You're talking about Duke Nukem. That's a video game.
I'm talking about Tom Cruise, bro.
They're not bubble.
I'm talking about Mission Scientology.
Yeah.
Nothing's impossible.
Red light.
With Scientology on your side.
Green light.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Worst, less makes no sense. That line makes no sense.
No.
Yeah.
It does to somebody.
Yeah. Not to me. Another thing that was a problem was in 2009, the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, who was looking back.
I subscribed to that.
Yeah, it's a page turner.
Yeah.
They're looking
cool
back
products
at,
in the back
at postmortem reports from the time of the death spike from October 1918. And the Surgeon General of the United States at this time recommended doses of 8 to 31 grams of aspirin per day as part of the treatment for this flu.
That's a fucking ton of aspirin.
Yeah.
81 milligrams of baby aspirin, like, that's a fucking ton.
Yeah.
Grams.
31 grams.
Yeah, not milligrams.
That's a pile of aspirin powder.
Per day.
Yeah.
So these levels will produce hyperventilation.
Is that cocaine?
33% of patients, lung edema in 3% of patients. And
that's why it was a different influenza. It wasn't the Spanish flu. It was the fucking aspirin poisoning.
But again,
dude, if you take
storm.
A baby aspirin and cut yourself, like water blood, it looks
right.
like fucking
yeah.
like fruit punch yeah. coming out of your fucking
that's
finger.
That's an old wrestler trick. Like you take aspirin before you wrestle.
Oh yeah.
So that if you get a bump, you're going to bleed,
bleed
real good. Yeah.
So can you imagine 31 grams? I feel like
nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
So,
they just take a baby aspirin? Or they took
that's all it
aspirin?
Takes, dude. I mean, you could take a regular one.
Oh,
if
I don't
super
know. I take like 8 to 16 ibuprofens a day.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
That's super fucking bad for you. You should not do that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're not really doing that.
Okay.
That's like renal failure. That's super fucking bad for you.
I hurt, my friend.
Does that okay, cool story, but doesn't mean you can do that.
Well, all right.
Shouldn't do that, bro.
Well, there's the fucking, like, I know people who take, like,
either.
The fucking crazy prescription ones that are, like, fucking
800 milligrams.
Yeah, like,
chicken,
800 milligrams.
Pork chop,
it's like they take two
potatoes.
Or three of them a day. And
well,
it's like
ibuprofen only works in 800 milligram doses. That's why I only take four, because they're 200 milligrams from the store. Mm-hmm. So you take four, it's 800. So you take an 800.
How many
take
times
them
a day?
Every 4 hours.
Yeah, like, that happens when you get, like, surgery or something. They tell you to do that for about a week, but you can't do that for an extended period
of
time. I just
take them in the morning when I get up.
It's like
usually,
really bad for
like
your
normal,
liver and kidneys.
In the morning when I get up and then before I go to jiu-jitsu.
So then
like, or at the end of the day.
So you're taking 8 total.
Yeah, minimum. Yeah.
That's still a lot, man. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. If you're a doctor out there, message Brad at Raised with Wolves.
What am I supposed to take? Norcos?
Intervene. No, just don't do the things that are causing that much pain, probably.
Oh,
it's already done.
Setting.
Change your lifestyle.
Setting.
Yeah.
He'd have to
setting.
He'd need a... He'd
I got in trouble
a,
for saying
I know, because you say it and you got mad at me.
I re-examined it. I was like, it doesn't even feel wrong to me. I agree it's wrong, but it doesn't sound wrong when I say it.
Exactly.
I set myself upon the chair.
Yeah.
That's fine. Sat? Sounds weird.
I sat down.
I don't know.
Yeah. I sat down. Sounds proper.
Monetize.
So once the spread had happened and everybody realized everybody's dying and the press was finally able to write about it without worrying about going to fucking jail for 20 years, public health people started to say, like, they started to call for volunteers to come to hospitals. Nobody came.
Yeah.
And like Brent said, they were calling for people to take in children temporarily because their parents were dead. No one was willing to do it, even though it's been days.
Yeah, they were
the child
exposed.
Doesn't show like the child is symptom free. Like, you know, but everybody
they can
like,
still be
that.
A carrier,
like,
though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the crazy thing. Like, even now, like, kids, they could be symptom free and then they give you the fucking flu,
right?
You know, because they got it from their dirty little friends.
The
booger pickers, butt scratchers,
oh, fucking shit faces.
There were like tons of reports of children who were literally sitting at home starving to death because their parents were dead and no one would come by the house.
Think of a 2-year-old kid was running around. What the fuck is he going to do?
My son's 3 and can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, but a week later, there's no more peanut butter or jelly or sandwich.
He can make a tuna sandwich.
Well, that shit's going to run out.
He's going to cut himself on
a
can.
He can make eggs.
He can't open a can of tuna. Invite me over. I want to see that shit.
You'd be amazed.
You can just do a video. You don't need to invite him over.
He's
Damn
3.
It, I was finally going to get Brad.
He eats a full burrito and a full
Last
taco.
Last time I had fried chicken ribs.
But yeah, brothers and sisters weren't helping other people out. And there were hundreds of cases of people starving to death because no one would go near the sick. So you're sick. You're too sick to get out of bed.
Off.
No one's going to come and give you food or water. And you're too sick to go to the store and they won't let you in anyway. So people are just fucking starving to death on top of everything else because the disease was so fucking bad that no one wanted to be around.
Yeah, just fear.
Else.
Fear alone.
Right.
You know, just trying to stay away from it. I don't know, man. I'd fucking bounce.
What another,
if you couldn't go anywhere.
I wonder if you just left to the mountains or something. You know what I mean? And like, fucking
that shit's hard as fuck if you could.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if at the time you take your, you know, your old 1900 camping trailer,
right?
You know, and fucking pull it with your fucking Ford steam wagon.
Problem is, though, there were three waves over 15 months.
Yeah, and there was disinformation. Fucking, but if you're, it wasn't if you're, a big deal until it was too late. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then
when,
you thought it was
over.
You
see everybody dying when your aunt dies, your cousin dies, fucking one of your kids dies, you know, like, fucking, do you leave? Would you stay?
Right. Peace.
I definitely don't feel like I would stay in a populated area, though. I would try to get the fuck away.
Yeah, I'd try and,
right.
Some fresh air out by the trees.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, even in a populated area, I mean, if you had. I mean, realistic, it lasted 15 months, but it would hit your town and it's going to burn out pretty quickly.
Right.
Like, it's going to spread through your town.
It just blew through everybody.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, realistically, if you could, like, fucking shack up in your house for, like, 2 weeks, not go outside, not let anybody inside, you'd probably stand
Except
a good chance
here
of surviving.
Comes wave two, the worst one.
Right, but I mean...
And you're back out and about, you
But
know?
You could survive a wave if you had food and water and didn't need to fucking go anywhere.
Just water, really, you'd be okay, but...
Yeah.
If you boiled the water, it's probably water in the water.
Yeah,
I wonder how long dead bodies are infectious after death. Like, does it...
Well, the flu obviously had a half-life of... I mean, what's the flu have now? Is it 36 hours or something if it's on a fucking door handle?
I think it's... I don't... That's like hepatitis and shit, but the flu, I think, burns out because your body fights it off. I don't know how long it would stay around if let to burn off. You know, like to keep doing what the fuck it's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So another thing that was a side effect of it was during the... Peace treaty in Versailles in 1919, trying to end World War I, Woodrow Wilson collapses in the middle of the peace treaty, and he's like reporting confusion. He's sick. He's fucked up, and he doesn't negotiate the way he should have. And a lot of people blame Woodrow Wilson's illness at the treaty convention to be why the treaty was shitty and what led Hitler come to power and what led to World War II. And
he traded Texas for Gatorade.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And Gatorade.
Historians say that
what a sign.
Most historians said that he had a stroke and that was what did it. But his symptoms aren't, they don't line up with the stroke. They line up with this fucking flu.
So he almost
now
died.
People think that he had the flu, not
a stroke.
Like a he had 103 degree temperature. He had coughing fits. He had all these different symptoms that fit the Spanish flu, but didn't fit a stroke.
Yeah.
So now people think that not only did the Spanish flu fucking kill 50 to 100 million people, it also kind of started World War II. So now that, my friends,
but
is a bug.
He didn't get killed from it though.
No, he survived. Yeah. The King of Spain survived too. But
So the influenza virus, and it depends on which one it is, obviously. But it says it has a half-life of infection of about 2 to 3 weeks in water, under normal environmental conditions. Avian influenza viruses survive in a bird feces and secretions for up to 4 weeks.
Ooh,
damn.
Do not touch a bird on the ground or at all.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't fuck a bird for sure. Yeah.
No.
I'm fine.
I always wear a condom.
And again,
I just hold two together.
Part of the problem was like
between the breasts. It's like titty fucking two pigeons at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have it in my notes, but the flu
pigeon
like,
fucking
typically, I mean, you know, it's going to spread through a sneeze, through mucus, and it normally settles, you know, it settles where you have your symptoms. I mean, you have a sore throat, you have a stuffed up head, you have all this stuff. This thing had mutated in a way that binded with all that stuff plus the lungs. And like I said, for some reason that from what I read, no one really knows why. The mutation
was like almost like a tuberculosis, like a quick killing tuberculosis.
Yeah. But like I said, the probably the reason the King of Spain and Woodrow Wilson didn't die is because they weren't in the 20 to 40 year old fucking death bracket.
Yeah. That's
like,
true.
Which is weird. Like, again, like if the science was good enough to make a decent bioweapon at the time, I would scream bioweapon because it's like, let's make one that only kills soldiers. Like,
that was it. That's what I was saying.
And
I
killed plenty of other people, but they were the ones who were the most.
If it came from another country or from us, like, would we have known about it? You know, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't think we were sophisticated enough to pull that off back then. We could probably do that
now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stalin was trying to make monkey soldiers.
They could have been fucking around. You know what I mean?
We were sophisticated enough to
got out.
To have known it was there and then spread it. Like, oh, look, these motherfuckers in Kansas have this horrible flu.
Send them.
Yeah, let's spread that shit.
Send them on their way.
Yeah. But
let's put them down in the dumps.
But even with, joking around about that conspiracy, there was still at the end of the day a government conspiracy to fucking hide the truth of this flu, which made it worse and killed hundreds of thousands of people more than would have died if the government
said, makes me so mad
this
about-
is fucking horrible, do not leave your house,
and at this time too, and at this time too, there were a lot less people that were skeptical of the government.
This is what I mean, from what I read, this was one of the things that made people this was really the beginning of the skepticism against America.
Like, fuck this shit. Last time they told us it was okay and my whole family died, you know.
Isn't it frustrating though that like the general population just like hate on conspiracy theorists when time and time again, history proves
there's a conspiracy.
They're fucking liars. It's like literally if you caught your wife fucking some dude, like you don't go, you know what I mean? She probably is fucking the dude you think she's fucking right now. You know what I mean? Because she did it back then. Like it's the same fucking thing. Like they can't be trusted. Like they're going to do what's in their best interest for whatever needs to be done. Which sometimes I understand.
She needs
like
a bigger dick.
It was justified. She needed that. It's fine.
But, and you know, Woodrow Wilson is like, we need to win World War One. Like,
so I think the problem is when like flat earth and fucking lizard people come into play, they're like, oh, they're off. They just put it all in the pile with that. Instead of like a false flag event, they won't accept that this could happen or that some type of government testing on the human population. They go, oh, but flat earth and that.
Like, I mean, the government testing thing happens. I mean, my grandfather was, they hit them with Agent Orange and shit. You know what I mean?
Canada tested. Before China Ice technology.
They tested chemicals on our soldiers. It's been done over and over again throughout history, but people don't believe it happens. You think that they're not going to use Oildale to test, you know, a new form of meth.
Was he fucked up from the Agent Orange?
Fuck yeah, he was. He's on disability. Pretty much my whole life.
He had to have a bacheotomy.
So
Spanish flu was fucked. Like I said, I knew it was bad, but I knew that the war was kind of what spread it. But I didn't know how bad it was. And I didn't know that the government played such a huge part in shutting. And it wasn't like, I mean, there weren't government agents telling editors, don't publish that. But there was a government edict that said you're going to do 20 years if you publish some shit that makes our morale low.
Your name's
so editors were like, I'm not going to publish that. You know, so I mean, in a way, the government is obviously responsible for it, but the government wasn't restricting the flow of information. They just made a law that made it beneficial for you to not publish shit. You know, but crazy.
I don't know.
Spanish flu, and it could happen again. Like that's the one thing I read. Every single article I saw ended with a fucking modern doctor, a modern head of the CDC,
and
a modern head
of
the WHO saying that's the thing that I'm the most afraid of, especially one that hops a population. It's immune to fucking antivirals and anti-flus and fucking there's no immunity for it. Like there's nothing we can do and it's just going to kill millions of people.
I just need multivitamins, ramen, and like fucking matches.
And their estimates
off to the cabin, I'm gone.
Their estimates are that it would, if something mutated like this and hopped from one population to another, because that's what makes it more virulent, then it's going to be even worse because it's going to spread so much quicker.
We have more travel.
It's indefatigable.
It is. In 1918, there was you're not hopping on a plane. You know, the trains are there, but they're still slower, et cetera. But
we have hundreds of thousands of people leaving the country
every single day. Even people who look at like, oh, there's a measles outbreak, et cetera. Typically, if you look at that, it's because it came from another country. It fucking landed. You can follow it from airplane to airplane. And track it back to its source. So that's really the big fear at this point is it's going to spread much more quickly. And we have far, far denser population centers. It hits somebody.
If like it hits LA, New York,
it's Philly right now compared to Philly in
Austin,
1918,
Houston,
like it's such a bigger population. It's just going
to think about it kind of like objectively from here though, like we are the other country to the other place. So like it could originate here and spread somewhere else.
If it originates, that's even worse.
Right.
Because we're the ones, you know what I mean? Everybody's flying out everywhere. Boats are leaving everywhere.
Yep.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I got a prize.
We are the devil.
I got a prize.
Give away a prize.
I really like this person's name. It's pretty clever. Jesus. If that's what it was supposed to be. I don't know. Episode 390, Flint Water Crisis. Tim Wayland, not that name. Tim Wayland's name on Twitter is Vasdefrin, which that's kind of weird. That's sperm tube. Like, I don't know what's behind that. Maybe he got a vasectomy. What's wrong, buddy?
I know. Did you know that?
You don't know your parts? Vas deferens? Yeah, you don't know?
No. Well, I do not know my parts.
You don't know your parts.
That I can tell you for sure.
I call them my parts.
You can do a self
Yeah, exactly.
You need to do a self-examination.
What's in your ball sack? Check. I don't know. My parts.
My parts.
Parts. I have a diagram.
My dick.
Parts is parts.
I have a poster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that weird that I knew that?
You're going to suck on this dick.
I didn't know. I thought that was common knowledge. Yeah. But he's going to win a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap for sharing our clip on Twitter. Twitter got us last week. I told you guys that. Finally got us with one. They pulled one down. Yeah. I don't know what for,
it's
though.
It's going to happen.
They didn't say what it
Somebody
was.
Turned it
just
in.
The video. Somebody but they didn't say if it was audio or if it was imagery or what the
garbage.
Problem was. They just pull it with no... But I don't even want to ask because I don't want to stir the pot. I don't want to fucking mess.
Just put it back up.
No, I'm not doing that.
Just fucking put it back up. What are they going to do? Take it down?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
I want them to dig deeper. We got 456 offenses probably, so leave it alone.
Let them just scratch the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep the deep stuff.
Maybe we didn't use any more of anyone's that. On that note, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. It's nutritious and delicious.
Did you have music on it?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, probably that might have been what it was.
I guess, but it could be. It could be the imagery. It could be who knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that we were infringing on us.
Maybe.
I did.
Well, we do that every week.
I did turn us in.
I was like, "How
these fuckers?
How
are...
dare me?" I said.
Yeah.
And then
can you believe what he just
the box.
Said?
Yeah. Submit.
I'm a fucking bastard.
So go to the
I
store.
Said that same shit on a podcast last week.
I did. Max has
Max
fucked me
has
up.
Fucked you up.
I'm mad at me. Rock hard and mad at me.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Use hot sauce, El Yucateco hot sauce. Go to the store, buy some, put it on your food. It is delicious. I've been meal prepping for fucking weeks, and I'm lazy, so I don't change my meals. So it's always fucking broccoli and steak and chicken and sweet potatoes. But when I put Triple X on it, I don't give a fuck. I love that shit. I literally just need a way to get it into my mouth.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
El Yucateco hot sauce. Mm-hmm. That's their motto. You can go to the website. You can buy gear. You can get it on the internet. If you can't find it, if you're in some strange exotic place that's probably the origin of a epidemic that's coming our way and you want hot sauce because you have the flu and you had diarrhea anyway and you need more to burn your butt, you can get it on the internet and make Brad mad for buying food on the internet. Print Dirt Cheap is our other sponsor. They make stickers and printed goods. If you need something like that, you can go to their website at printdirtcheap.com and use code SofaKingPodcast to save some money. Also, Jimmy D's Tees. He has Jimmy D's Tees across the board on all social media. Go like him and comment on his post. Go buy a Mike Tyson t-shirt. What else does he have? Something good. Terry got like Godzilla eating.
Jim Jones.
Elliot. Jim Jones. Got koozies too. I need to hit him back
koozies,
up.
Koozies, posters.
Do some koozies. He does have some posters.
Yeah.
Not even regular posters. They're like punk rock posters. They're like silkscreen posters.
I haven't
posters.
Received anything, so I don't know.
What do you mean? You got stuff?
You got a hat.
Kiss shirt.
You got a hat? And you got a Kiss shirt?
It wasn't even mine.
What do you mean?
You had two.
No, bro.
For you, and then you just were like, oh, you don't have one? I'll give you one of mine.
That's not how that went down. That was for you.
I have three hats that he sent to me, but I'll give you one, I guess.
Didn't have three. I only had two. Dave didn't get one.
And now the stories are changing.
Yeah. All of a sudden. See, that's what I'm saying, Dave. This motherfucker's got a closet full of shirts, probably.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do have a closet full of shirts.
My homies do, too.
It was late. Yeah. And last but not least, thank you to Digital Creations. Go to SofaKingPodcast.com/shop. We have all kinds of merchandise. There are girls' tank tops on there. Saw some people bought those. There are men's tank tops on there, and then regular shirts as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding out men don't buy clothes that much. Like, men don't buy shit. It's women. Women buy shit.
Women do buy clothes.
Women buy shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I was thinking about it. My neighbors across the street, weird. They never leave. Like, they go to work and come home, never fucking leave. Then I seen like every once in a while,
the burbs is happening, huh?
Well, every once in a while, I see this like random car and like some dude getting stuff out of the trunk and like.
There's a house in my neighborhood like that on the corner.
They're getting groceries delivered.
It's always different people. So I'm
that's what I noticed.
Is it Airbnb?
I started noticing it.
Is it one of those houses nurses live in?
No, the people are the same. Like, it's like they own the home.
Honorable nurses?
Yes. Honorable.
Honorable.
Yeah, very, very sneaky.
Bill Huxtable.
That is my mother. But they got, and then I noticed, I was like, oh, they're getting food delivered from the store, like their groceries. And I was like, that's, they never leave the house. They're getting groceries. It's weird. It's like the weekend. They never leave the house, like never even come outside in the front yard.
That sounds fantastic.
Here's my theory on that. I'll tell you what that is.
I don't know.
Because I won't go too deep into why I know this, but people that drink.
Yeah.
Like there's some people that I know, and it's not Trent. It's not me. I promise it's not me. I just don't want to out some people. There's some people that get home and they drink, so they can't leave the house. So they have their groceries delivered. Because they don't want to leave anymore. It's like a slight agoraphobic / alcoholic scenario that occurs. And then people just get their groceries. They sober up for work, but then everything else is just delivered to their house.
I don't know. Maybe.
Could be that. That's Could what be. I'm thinking.
You do like ordering groceries online?
No, I never order groceries online. I go to the grocery store.
Just food.
Almost every day. Definitely every other day I stop. I buy in small quantities often. I just go buy a bag of broccoli, a couple steaks, store. A bag of chicken, like 4 sweet potatoes. And then I buy a box of this like 90-second rice. That's all I eat.
What's your family eat?
I don't keep track that much. Sometimes they'll eat meal preps, but I just basically stepped out of it. I was like, I'm not in this anymore.
I'm not going to help you guys
What you guys
anymore.
Are eating for dinner, you're eating for dinner. I cooked dinner for a million years. I'm on a diet for 12 weeks. This is what I'm doing.
Oh,
I make my shit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Push-up challenge, bitches.
Good for you. We have a Skolt member of the month. Also, if you're on Reddit, r/sofa.
Well, no. You have to say more about the Skolt member of the month.
Why? I did. I said we have a Skolt member of the month.
Whose name is?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Princess?
I don't know. I'm forgetting. Dr. Max just got me.
I don't know. Anzarina.
Cool.
Just cool, say I ran cool anorexic or whatever you want to say. Is that what you say?
I don't know. We don't say her name in my household.
Man.
I don't talk about her.
Man.
So, you know.
Dave's, Brad's going to fight this for a month. We're going to have to deal with this.
A month long
thing.
I don't know.
I might sign the impeachment.
I'm working on it
just to get past
papers
the awkward
right now. We got impeachment papers. I mean, basically she's like a Republican's Donald Trump, you know, like the versus, you know, so, you know, the Democrats don't like Donald. You know, she's my...
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't follow politics at all.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't either, but...
I miss W.
Why don't you just love her?
Who? Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
She might win you over.
She might. She could. I don't know.
About it from like a revenge sex, you know, like angry
like
sex
nice
scenario.
To her?
Yeah.
Like be nice to her?
Just go the opposite way with it. Over love her. Love the fuck out of her.
I'm just
know what I mean? So it's
person.
Excessive to the point that it's just as annoying as hating her because you love her so much that it's just too fucking much.
I see where you're going with this?
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Anyway, thank you, Diana.
Oh, shit. That seemed nice.
What? I was just saying thank you.
Okay.
For being a whore bag. Anyway, if you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to Sofa King Podcast on Instagram. I am Raised with Wolves. Check out Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. Also, check out Jimmy D's Tees, Captain S _ SK Quotes, Hilgenfeld, and of course, El Yucateco Hot Sauce Official. I think that's, I still haven't looked it up. Patreon.com / Sofa King Podcast to support the show if you're on Patreon. Also, Twitter. You can watch live feed on Twitter. Josh Burton's mad about that.
All the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons.
You still love you. It's not your fault. You have a low IQ. It's okay.
Sad.
You just don't understand.
Because he got the sad clown cul-de-sac. What does his wife say? Some shit about his fucking.
She didn't say some mean shit.
Yeah. We like her. Not so much him. But I want to thank her for sending me those donuts, raspberry filled powdered donuts.
That's moist. Code. That's code for nudes.
They were moist. The whole things were moist.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll stop there. I could have went further.
Yes.
I'll stop there. Check out the playlist on Spotify for the end songs. Search Sofa King Podcast 2019. And that's pretty much it. Anybody else?
I got an email that we lost a patron just now. So.
Did we?
Josh Burton changed his pledge right now.
Wow.
Changed his pledge.
Nice.
But he still gets to watch us on Twitch. That's a weird. Yeah. The
weird
kind of event.
Bitch. I'm going to call his wife after I get off. All right. Don't be a retard.
This is a reminder, I'm the best you haven't heard yet. I'm subbing in and going over shit you haven't learned yet. A new professor, this is two semesters and a lesson. My students knew this shit, I'm doing worse than I expected. Back to chapter one, that's the basics. You cannot escape this, you stuck inside the matrix. Out in Hollywood, getting chased by some agents, saying they can verify your page and make you internet famous. All that brainwashing is bad for your psychological. I'm mentally unstable and still unstoppable. Ain't no way I'm losing, the competition is comical. Even Tom Cruise is gonna tell you that shit's impossible. Even Lex Luthor admitted I'm diabolical. I'm giving Freddy Krueger nightmares all the time. I'll pull up at your door if you talking online. I got quick delivery, I'm in my Amazon Prime. It's getting dangerous, yeah. They brainwashing. Ooh. And see, the thing is, you the one that made them popping. Telling everyone you hate that shit, but you can't stop watching. Go get the stainless, yeah. I'm brainwashing. 4 in the morning, I'm off of 5th and the 40. And now this bitch is recording me on the phone. And shorty back bony, she about as thick as Rick and Morty. I'm about to send her ass home. Ready, set, go. Oh, you went before I said so. I'm Katie, you Jarebko. I'm Brady and you Bledsoe. Don't play me on the radio. Play me on the headphones. I used to be a player, but they made me the new head coach. Yeah, and you don't wanna hear my honest opinion. I was chosen, it was not my decision. So I keep my circle small, it's not a lot of division. And while I'm on the topic, I just thought I should mention. Don't tell my mom about the chronic in the ottoman, or the tube sock with the Klonopins. I was popping them when I was in the wrong environment, and thought that I was dying. I was higher than the kite whenever there's lightning and a lot of wind. Oh, they brainwashing. And see, the thing is, you the one that made them popping. Telling everyone you hate that shit, but you can't stop watching. Go get the stainless, I'm brainwashing. Bow 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 b